number 10185, Clifton and Ellen Friel, north of Route 54, west of Margaret Street, being lot 10 within Lighthouse Mobile Home Park. They're seeking a variance from the front yard, side yard, rear yard setback requirements, and a variance from the separation requirement between units and a mobile home park.
State your names for the record, please.
Elaine Friel.
And address? 26629 Shore Highway.
And that is where?
Denton, Maryland. Do you swear affirm the testimony you're about to give should be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
We do.
Podium.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Could you explain your request to the board for these two variances, please?
We would like to request a variance to add 6 feet to the length of the existing deck, build the roof, and screen the entire porch. The width of the porch would remain the same distance from the neighbor's trailer as the current deck. It's a seasonal trailer.
Seasonal. Okay. So the existing deck right now is 8x14?
Yes.
And you want to add a 6 foot?
To the length.
To the left of that. Okay. And you're 25 feet from the property line. Okay.
Mr. Chairman, this is an old park.
I'm sorry?
This is a very old park.
Non-conforming?
Yes.
Do you have a survey of the property?
No.
No, sir. It's the lot is only 25x100 to start with. It's park is about 40 years old, and all the trailers are at least 40 years old. And you can't replace the trailer. If you take it out, it's gone.
Mm-hmm.
The difficulty that the board and the county have with this, as with a number of, is that without knowing from a surveyor exactly where your corners are and your lot lines are, the county can't really determine whether or not and to what extent you need a setback variance. And it also cannot determine whether or not the improvements that you're going to have on the property meet the 35% lot coverage limit that exists for mobile home parks. So what the county has been doing, what the board has been doing in prior cases, is requesting that you return with a survey from a qualified surveyor who has certified the four corners of your property and then can certify exactly how far your improvements are going to be from the various lines.
We had Mr. Klopper, the owner of the property, do that.
He's not a surveyor.
That's
no offense to this gentleman, but he knows the park probably as well as anybody, but we have several parks in the county, and we've been in, making the same requirement uniformly because a lot of the older parks don't have markers that are reliable, and so what we need is a surveyor because they...
I don't think there's a marker on that property at all, period, any place.
I can see by looking at this page that they can find them because it has courses and distances on there that a surveyor has put on at one time or another. So I'm fairly confident that you can have a surveyor go out and he may use his metal detector or he may just have to measure from some points that he can find. But I'm fairly sure that he'll be able to utilize this and come up with a survey that you can bring back to the board. And then the members of the board can make a final decision on your application.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Is there any further questions, Mr. McCabe?
No, sir.
No.
Mr. Mill.
Okay. Hearing none. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I make a motion that we leave the hearing open for case 10185 for the purpose of only of the applicant submitting a survey for us to determine that the requests are necessary and so forth.
Okay, do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
Okay, I have a motion by Mr. Mills, and I have a second by Mr. McCabe, that we leave case number 10,185 open for the purpose only of a survey that can be presented to the board so we can determine, you know, exact lines and the variances that you may need. And all those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. All opposed? Motion carried.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Case number 10.